This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's largest public hospital is seeing a spike in potential cases of COVID-19, and that's depleting supplies, including protective gear. Delays on test results are causing headaches. Dr. Connie Price is chief medical officer at Denver Health. She says they have to put patients in isolation for days awaiting test results, and that's burning through protective gear.
Once you deplete that supply, your healthcare workers won't be protected.
Price says Denver Health's intensive care unit is full of patients waiting for test results. Getting results back quicker could help a lot. Two members of Colorado's congressional delegation are now isolating themselves after potential exposure to the virus. Republican Senator Cory Gardner and Democratic Representative Jason Crow both said they had contact with a constituent who later tested positive for the virus. It's unclear whether both men met with the same person. The former owners of a funeral home in Montrose face federal charges for allegedly selling body parts against the wishes of next of kin. Megan Hess and her mother ran Sunset Mesa Funeral Home, as well as a separate business that supplied limbs, organs, and tissues to medical schools. They've been charged with wire fraud and illegal transportation of hazardous materials. U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn says the case took years to fully investigate.
There was extensive forensic work that had to be done, and that just takes time. And there were geographic challenges because of remains being sent around the country, so it took quite a bit of forensic work.
If convicted, Hess and her mother face long prison sentences and significant fines. They've both pleaded not guilty. This is CPR News.